Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers. Well, hello, welcome again to our summer series podcast, Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers. Over the summer, the pre-season, we've been getting to know a bit more about some of our younger players coming through the pathways who have now arrived as development contract players. One of them is Solomone Sekuru, and he joins us now. Sol, thanks for your company.
Thanks for having me.
Well, how are you? How have you enjoyed pre-season? Well, hang on, let me rephrase that. Have you enjoyed pre-season? Because I know it's been a tough slog.
No, yeah, 100%. Enjoyed everything, enjoyed every moment of it. Just a learning curve for me, I guess. Just soak it all in.
Yeah. Well, let's go back, right? So we're almost at the end of pre-season now. The new season isn't that far away. You came into pre-season having had that shoulder surgery?
Yeah, shoulder surgery. So had surgery in September.
Yeah.
Late September, and just ever since then, just getting into rehab and getting myself straight before I can hit the field.
Tough slog, the rehab, right? Yeah. Did it go according to plan for you?
No, didn't at all. Just keep working hard, I guess.
Mm. But in terms of the rehab, what did that entail and how long did you have to sort of get back to? So now you got full strength and full movement?
Yeah, full strength, full movement, just a little bit off the contact.
Mm.
But yeah, just slowly getting into it.
What was it, a recon?
Yeah, recon, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so a little bit of a different pre-season for you than the rest, but they may have had a bit of a jump start on you with the work they were putting in, the miles in their legs, so to speak. It was really, really torturous stuff, pre-Christmas certainly. And have you sort of caught up now with them? Are you, in terms of the fitness levels, where do you see yourself at?
Definitely caught up a bit, like better than what I was before I came in. Still got some stuff to improve on.
Yeah,
in my fitness wise, but other than that, yeah.
How is it for a young fella like yourself? What are you, 19?
Yeah, 19.
You're now mixing with, you know, these players. Some of them really big names. Some of them the biggest names in the game. You've probably idolised a few of these guys, and now you're working with them day in and day out.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
No, it's good. No, 100%. Just learning a lot of all the older boys, you know, just like I said, just soaking it all in and just learning all of them.
Yeah. Sol joined us 2021, right? So you've played the last two or three years in our Pathways teams. You're in ball, weren't you, a couple of years, and then last year you're in flag. Interestingly, your dad Joey Sekuru, he's now entering his third year as coach of our West ball team. So it's a real rugby league family that you come from, which is a good thing. You must have plenty of rugby league talk, I imagine, around the dinner table. How much of an influence has your dad had on you?
Just been there through my whole life, you know. Ever since I started playing footy, he's just always telling me what's right and what's not right. But just really grateful for him.
Other than aiming to make your NRL debut in the years to come, I don't know, you also are hoping to represent Fiji at some point.
100% to represent my homeland. Yeah, it would mean the world to me, I guess.
Yeah.
To represent my people, yeah.
Yeah. Well, first things first, I mean, you're a dev contract now. You've got your own goals in pre-season, so you're almost where you want to be fitness-wise?
Yeah. Like I said before, just need to focus on a few things. I'm just trying to get back to the field, just trying to get myself straight.
Yeah, okay. So what does the next 12 months hold for you? Where do you see yourself? What do you want to achieve in the next 12-month period?
Probably like what you said before, we're getting myself straight before, and then hopefully, you know, just even just to represent my home country, anything.
Mm. So centre is your preferred position now? You've played plenty of other positions, right?
Yeah, a lot. Played fullback, swinger, centre, second row, front row.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty settled on centre now, is that what?
Yeah, settled on centre.
Left, right, don't mind?
Don't mind any.
I was going to say we've been a little bit light on in the centres, depth-wise at the club. Probably not so much now, but the recent arrival of Justin Olam, that's great for the squad, right? How's it been training alongside Juzzy?
Yeah, it's been good. Yeah, him coming in, very funny, actually.
Is he?
Yeah, really funny. He's a bit quiet to a few other boys, but, you know, he's got to get out of him.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, he's pretty good. You know, good vibes with the boys.
He's very intelligent, Juzzy. Yeah. I think he's got a physics degree or something. Lovely fella.
Yeah.
Lovely fella. Really I look forward smart. To getting to know him a bit more. Let's rewind. Let's go right back. So when did you start playing footy?
Started playing footy when I was 5 years old. Played at Hurstville United. Started there for like 2 years. And then I made my way over to the South Sydney Comp, Alexandria Rovers, where I played there for probably like 7, 8 years.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And then moved my way to the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs Comp for Bankstown Bulls. And then moved my way to...
You've been here, West, there and everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? We're here now, right? Yeah. You've been here for a few years and it's great to have you. When did you sort of know that you thought you might have a chance of taking this game seriously and one day becoming a professional footy player?
Probably Harrow Mats, when I was first child at Harrow Mats. Just really opened my eyes then and just knew I could take myself far in this.
Mm. What's, just back on this pre-season, if I was to ask you what's been the hardest part of it for you, it doesn't have to be physical, I mean it might be making adjustments, or what's been the most challenging part?
About
this pre-season, yeah.
Oh, there's a lot, yeah. Probably challenging part was probably just, like I said, my shoulder, just trying to get myself, like, ready for the field. But, yeah, other than that, it's probably just my shoulder, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, take the shoulder out of it. A lot to take in, though, right?
Yeah.
This full pre-season, first time ever, with all these guys and all these new drills and... Because I've seen some of the stuff you've been doing out there earlier on in the preseason. It was a lot of hard stuff, wasn't it? It was a lot of distance stuff. Mm. The Malcolms and the Broncos and all that. Now it's more refined, isn't it? And you've got the ball in hand pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, it's just a lot of your ball skills. You know, we are learning off Bags, you know, Bags and Farrah.
Mm.
Yeah, so we were just soaking it all in, I guess.
And defensive drills, heaps of them as well. New stuff which you hadn't done before, yeah?
Yeah. Got our bomber. Yeah.
Johnny Morris.
John Morris. It's good.
There's plenty of experience out there. You talk about Benji and Robbie and Hino as well.
Hino, yeah.
What's Hino like? Is he, of those four, is he the joker in the pack?
Yeah, definitely is. Has something against me. I don't know what.
Really?
I don't know what I did to him, but yeah, he's a funny bloke.
We talk about... Benji's been big on standards in the group and everyone's buying into it. And you know, obviously part of that is really hard work, doing the hard work. Some of the other team standards, without giving too much away, one of them is resilience. When I say resilience, what does that mean to you?
Resilience, tough times never last, only tough people last.
I like it. Why this young fella is laughing? We recently had an all in, so all the players, all the coaching staff, all the admin staff came together. Really effective and productive afternoon. We had lunch and then a few drills, and about five or six of the, well, there must have been 70 in the room, were nominated to get up in front of the whole group. They were given one word. They had 30 seconds to prepare their speech. Solomone was actually part of my team and he got up there and he absolutely brained them. He took total control of the room. And you did. It was good. So again, resilience, what does it mean?
Tough times never last, only tough people last.
I like it. I like it. I like it. And Hino was another one of those team captains, if you like, that had to front the room.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But good. Away from the physical stuff in pre-season, so let's move into the season proper, wherever you might be playing. What areas are you hoping to develop in your game to make you a better all-round footballer?
Probably just my my fitness, I guess, conditioning. Just need to focus on that. And, just hopefully just get the ball in my hand and hopefully can work my magic.
Well, mate, great to have you. Hey, and good luck with whatever happens over the next 12 months and beyond. NRL debut, you'd love that, obviously. When do you think that might happen? When do you hope it happens?
Hopefully in the next couple of years, I guess. Yeah, just trying to take it slow with me. Now I'm just coming back from injury and just want to get myself sorted before that happens.
Mm.
So, yeah, just hopefully in the next few years.
Well, good luck, mate, again, and thanks for joining us. There is Solomone Sikuru, a 19-year-old centre, and we're expecting some big things of you down the track. One of our development contract players, and we'll be talking to a few more of them over the course of the summer. We'll join you next time on Behind the Raw.
Behind the Raw, the official podcast of West Tigers.